All right, Alexander, let's talk about Macron and some news that one of his people in the government was having lunch or dinner or something or coffee with Marine Le Pen's daughter. Or what? This is a bizarre story, but what's going on here? What's the exact story?
Yes, we're talking about a gentleman called Monsieur Bruno Roger Petit. Now, he is one of Macron's closest advisors, and he had a meeting in a private room. We don't quite know what time of the evening it was or day of it was, but it was in October with Marion Maréchal. Now, she is the niece of Marine Le Pen. She is the granddaughter of Jean-Marie Le Pen, who created the Front National, the party which Marine Le Pen leads. Marianne Maréchal was a rising politician in the Front National, and somebody who some people have seen as a possible rival to Marine Le Pen. Now, I think what you need to understand, and in order to make some sense of this story, is that France is due to hold presidential elections in April 2022. That's not actually such a long time off. And Marine Le Pen is looking like an increasingly strong challenger to Macron. Macron, if you remember, won the election essentially as the anti-Le Pen candidate, but it seems that support is bleeding away from him. He's had the problems with the yellow vests, which have never really resolved. He's got a severe economic crisis in France. The pandemic hit France badly. And on top of everything, we've discussed in recent programs how his attempts to carve out a position as the leader of the EU, as a kind of, somebody who was pushing for integration in the EU, has basically been blocked by the Germans at every turn. So he's looking rather fragile in French terms. So he's trying, in his own way, to try to bring over, to try to win support from the more nationalist, patriotic section of French society, which he has, to a great extent, alienated with his globalist and integrationist agenda. And he's been doing that by posing as something of a French patriot. He's been taking a strong line against Erdogan in the Eastern Mediterranean, against Turkey. He's been taking a very strong line, or trying to take a very strong line with over the Brexit issue. But of course, that failed because Merkel just basically sidelined him. And he's been trying also, in a kind of way, to reach out to Russia, which is a popular policy with the patriotic part of French society. Both those who were formerly left, by the way, and who used to be supporters of the French Communist Party, and those who are the Gaullists, the people on the right, who are the natural supporters of Marine Le Pen. So that is basically what Macron has been trying to do. He's not been making any real headway because, realistically, no one in France really believes that Macron, Mr. Globalist, Mr. Integrationist in chief, is really got his heart committed to any of these policies. They all know that ultimately his real agenda is, as he always says, more Europe, more integration, more globalization, those kind of things. So what he's been trying to do is, since he can't win over the right, he's trying to split it. And it is fairly well known in France that Marianne Maréchal, who's only 31, is something of a rival within the Front National to Marine Le Pen. And he's trying to play the one off against the other and trying to encourage Maréchal to make her own run for the presidency in 2022. It's already been discussed and spoken about in France for some time, in the hope that if Maréchal runs for the presidency, she will split the right-wing vote, and the result will be a loss of support for Marine Le Pen, who is his primary challenger. It's a clever strategy, very French in its style. The French like to do this sort of thing often. The problem is it failed. Maréchal clearly does not want to be used by Macron, of all people, in this way. So she apparently gave Macron's emissary, Monsieur Roger Petit, the brush off. And quite obviously, in order, no doubt, to reassure her aunt, Marine Le Pen, she's leaked the story to the newspapers, because I presume she's the person who presumably is the person who leaked it. And that's how we know about it. The result has, of course, backfired on Macron, because, of course, his attempt to stitch up a deal behind the French people's backs with a right-wing politician has incensed his own party and the part of French society that continues to support very vocally the globalist integrationist agenda with which he is identified. So it was a big loss for Macron and a good indicator of the way in which French politics is slipping away from him. I predict that he's going to have real problems, very real problems, getting re-elected in 2022. And he may very well follow the example of Hollande and pull out before the election comes.
Or he could hire Dominion. But on that note, why doesn't he just, instead of going right, looking at conservatives or patriots, why doesn't it just go full left?
Yes, I think the reason is that there is a swing to the right in France, as there is in many places. And to some extent, one of the effects of Macron is that, of course, he's actually weakened the left, because he's identified the left very much with globalism and integrationism. And there isn't very much of an organized left in France anymore. And he's also got the problem that there is someone further to the left of him, who is Mélenchon, who is a leftist, but an anti-EU leftist. Now, Mélenchon has been, to a great extent, in eclipse over the last few years. So he may not actually be the great challenger to Macron that he appeared to be. But I don't really think there is much room for Macron on the left, because he occupies it already. So with French opinion swinging to the right, he has to find some kind of a way either of winning over part of Le Pen's base, which isn't working, or splitting Le Pen's base, which hasn't worked either.
So Marine Le Pen is going to win?
That is a big question, because, of course, France is a difficult challenge for someone like Marine Le Pen. And, you know, we could very easily see all kinds of things starting to happen over the next few weeks and months. The danger for Le Pen is, you know, they could start new legal proceedings against her, which is what they did before in the previous presidential election. They could start inventing scandals around her. There are all kinds of games that are played in France. So it's going to be a challenge to get Le Pen over the line, even despite the fact that the momentum of events is starting to shift in her direction. And the other thing they can do, and I suspect I'm talking about, you know, the French deep state and all the globalist people who basically run France, is that they can do to Macron and to Le Pen what they did in the previous election, which is invent a new person, fabricate another sort of centrist candidate, who's, you know, young, attractive, dynamic, and sell him to the, or her, to the French people as the new person who's going to solve France's problems and at the same time keep France, you know, clear of the extreme right. Now, that was what they did with Macron. I mean, Macron is exactly that kind of a candidate. He was basically invented out. He came out of nowhere when it became clear that François Hollande, the previous president, was unable to win. So they invented Macron, who essentially has continued Hollande's policies. And maybe they could do the same to Macron. They could find someone else who we also have never heard of and try to sell him to the French people in the same way. France is a very complicated country. It has a deep state, just as the United States does, just as Britain does. It's extremely devious and manipulative, even more obviously so than those in the US. It's got, of course, the tremendous power of the French media behind it. So, you know, it's by no means a certain thing that Le Pen is going to win in 2022, but the momentum is now behind her.
All right. Okay, we'll leave it there. Alexander Mercurs, thank you very much. Guys, click on that subscribe button. Hit that like as well. Do us a favor and hit that like. Also, go to the Durant Shop. Pick up some merch. That really helps us out a lot. And BitChute, Rumble, Odyssey. You'll find us on those other platforms as well.
Indeed. Please do come to our shop. We've got all of our amazing magic mugs. This is the one I'm drinking from at the moment with the Durant's logo. But you can also find mugs with the flags of many countries. This is Great Britain. You can see I'm wearing a sweatshirt with the flag of Scotland. We've got lots of flags on our wonderful magic mugs and our wonderful shirts, our T-shirts, long-sleeved and short-sleeved. And you can see beautiful sweatshirts too and hoodies. And we've also got hats. This one also with the flag of the United Kingdom there. And you can support us by coming to our shop, as Alex said, and buying the great products that we have there, and with the constantly expanding range of things you will find there. But you can also support us by finding us on our other platforms, which Alex mentioned, and by supporting us by coming and finding us on Patreon, Subscribestar, PayPal. And please also come to our next program.
All right, Alexander Mercurs, thank you very much. Take care, everybody.